Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Well, this story just keeps getting juicier and juicier. We got breaking news here. A bombshell letter just dropped that could shatter the entire Epstein cover-up. Tennessee Congressman Tim Burchett has officially called for Ghislaine Maxwell to testify before Congress, and he's not taking no for an answer. Meanwhile, Maxwell, who's currently serving a 20-year sentence, the only person involved in Epstein's inner circle serving jail time, she's now offering to leverage her intimate knowledge about Epstein and his client list for a potential pardon. Make no mistake, this has the potential to change everything. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to bring you breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. So you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Just hours ago, Representative Tim Burchett released a formal letter to House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer with one explosive demand: bring Ghislaine Maxwell to Capitol Hill for public testimony. Burchett is saying explicitly that not only should Maxwell be invited to speak before Congress, but if she refuses the invitation, then she should be subpoenaed. In other words, he's calling for an invitation that she simply cannot refuse. Now, make no mistake, this isn't just your typical political stunt here on Burchett's part. This is a direct response to the complete chaos that erupted after the DOJ claimed there was no Epstein client list, that he wasn't involved in blackmailing some of the most prominent people on the planet, and that he most certainly did indeed kill himself. Literally no one is buying any of that, but most especially Trump's base. And we have to understand why that base feels so utterly betrayed here after years of promises from Trump's team that the era of a two-tier justice system was finally coming to an end. After a number of Fox News appearances where Attorney General Pam Bondi literally said the Epstein files were sitting on her desk right at that very moment. After scores of podcast episodes where both Kash Patel and Dan Bongino promised that we would finally release the files and get to the bottom of what really happened with Epstein and all the corrupt people involved, the Justice Department suddenly released a memo on the weekend of July the 4th of all weekends, claiming there was no client list and no further prosecutions would happen and the whole case was closed and we all just need to move on from here. And so obviously, the MAGA base exploded. Again, in fairness, it is only part of the base. It's not the whole base. A lot of the MAGA faithful, frankly, don't give a rip about Epstein. They're completely satisfied with the closed border, with the mass deportations, with the end of inflation, with the lowest gas prices in 4 years, the return of manufacturing and industry, $10 trillion in new investments, energy independence, the Dow hitting its highest level ever, DEI programs abolished across the nation, woke universities brought to heel, trans athletes banned from female sports. I mean, we could go on and on and on in terms of all the winning. They're perfectly happy with that. But there is another very significant part of the MAGA movement that is far more concerned, ultimately, about the deep state. They certainly love all that winning. But their ultimate concern is the dismantling of a rogue parallel government that they believe continues to operate unimpeded despite the Trump administration's claims that they were going to, in fact, rein that deep state in and end it once and for all. That is what this Epstein fiasco is really ultimately about. As long as the deep state remains in charge, together with its two-tier justice system, we, the people, are not in charge. And so these four amazing years of Trump will all be for naught if we do not effectively dismantle the deep state. And the failure to come through with the Epstein files is nothing less than a sign of surrender to that very deep state. That's the concern. That's why so many MAGA influencers are increasingly calling for Bondi's resignation. Even Trump had to defend her, as you know, on Truth Social of late. And frankly, his comments about Epstein, again, for many, not for all, but for many in the MAGA movement, his comments have grown increasingly dismissive and, frankly, betraying, which is only adding fuel to the fire. But here's the kicker. Maxwell herself is saying she's ready to talk. She may actually be the one to resolve this whole clash, and she now has the potential to literally change everything. You know, we're all about MAGA and MAHA here, making America great again and healthy again. Well, I just found something wild about stem cells. They're like tiny repair crews in your body and go fix things that need to be fixed. Dr. Eric Berg, one of the most watched health educators on YouTube, has been talking about this for years. Check this out.
A stem cell is kind of like this reserve cell that can pretty much change into anything that you need. They're using it now to regenerate fibrosis, which then allows the heart muscle function to improve by 30%. They can do the same thing with liver fibrosis and damaged brain cells. They're getting great results stimulating new cartilage in your joint. Some people are using it for autoimmune diseases like MS and also to help rejuvenate skin cells to actually make the skin young again. There's also stem cells for cancer. It's very important to understand how to keep the stem cell population at the highest level.
Unfortunately, the thing about stem cells is that they are crazy expensive. We're talking like $50,000 for one placenta stem cell injection. Luckily, my guys over at Black Forest developed cocoflavanols. Studies have been done to show that the flavanols in cocoa stimulate stem cells to come out of your bone marrow like bees coming out of a beehive in your bloodstream, and they go out and they find whatever needs to be repaired. So if it's in your heart, your liver, your skin, whatever it is, they'll fix it. Harvard scientist Dr. William Lee actually backs this up.
Well, clinical studies have been done with high flavanol cocoa to show that in like men who are in their 60s with heart disease, they could actually have two cups of dark chocolate hot cocoa a day for a month. Yeah. And they doubled the amount of stem cells in their bloodstream and their circulation improved measurably. And then what's even more important and impressive is that there was a study called the COSMOS study that was completed recently that showed that eating high flavanol cocoa decreases the risk of cardiovascular death.
Yeah.
Right? Over a period
like
of
a statin.
Like a statin. Right. Exactly.
This isn't your average cocoa. It's a stem cell power-up. You can mix it in coffee or protein shakes. It tastes great, and the benefits are real. No sugar, only 20 calories. So if you're experiencing significant aging, slow recovery, weak immunity, or you're feeling off, well, blame your lazy stem cells.
But guess what? Cocoa flavanols activate them like a fountain of youth in a scoop. Go to my link in the description or pinned comment down below. Then for the next 48 hours, you can get a whopping 40% off promo for 48 hours only. That's just the next 48 hours. Get a whopping 40% off. Click on that link below right now. According to sources close to Maxwell, she's, quote, more than happy to sit before Congress and tell her story. Now, this, of course, is the same woman who served as Epstein's closest confidant for decades. She was there for the parties. She was there for the flights. She was there for the meetings. And she's currently serving 20 years in prison for helping to run what was, in effect, a pyramid scheme where abused girls were paid to recruit more girls. If anyone knows who was really involved here, it's her. And given the mass backlash that this obvious cover-up is getting, we're starting to see more and more Republicans come out and say openly, all right, let's do this. Let's get Ghislaine Maxwell to testify. And this is coming from none other than the likes of House Speaker Mike Johnson.
I have a question here about it that concerns either testifying or testimony for Ghislaine Maxwell, potentially before Congress, or if you would support members like Marjorie Taylor Greene or Ana Paulina Luna on the release of subpoenaing the Epstein documents from the DOJ, whether you would support either of those.
Yeah, I haven't talked to Marjorie or Anna about that specific subject, but I'm for transparency. We're intellectually consistent in this. Look, Reagan used to tell us we should trust the American people. I believe in that principle. I know President Trump does as well, and I trust him. I mean, he put together a team of his choosing, and they're doing a great job. It's a very delicate subject, but we should put everything out there and let the people decide it. I mean, the White House and the White House team are privy to facts that I don't know. I mean, this isn't my lane. I haven't been involved in that. But I agree with the sentiment that we need to put it out there. And you know, Pam Bondi, I don't know when she originally made the statement. I think she was talking about documents, as I understood it. They were on her desk. I don't know that she was specific about a list or whatever, but she needs to come forward and explain that to everybody. I like it. I think she's done a good job. We need the DOJ focusing on the major priorities. So let's get this thing resolved so that they can deal with violent crime and public safety and election integrity and going after Act Blue and the things that the president is most concerned about, as we are. So I'm anxious to get this behind us.
And Speaker Johnson is hardly alone. I mean, Senator Josh Hawley went even further. He's saying Maxwell should testify under oath. So as Mike Johnson just said there, this is something that the Trump administration is going to have to get in front of at some point. For whatever reason, and there are different theories on this, Trump wants to wash his hands of this. It may be because it's too seedy and vile, and it could serve as a national security threat, given the involvement of intelligence agencies in all of this. He could be using it as leverage against his political opponents to keep them in line. There is no way that Trump himself is actually implicated in this, like some on the left are trying to claim right now. I mean, if that were the case, you could be absolutely sure it would have already been used against him. They would not have had to fabricate the whole Russian collusion nonsense or the four federal indictments that they had something as politically damaging as this. But at least for her part, while Maxwell hasn't explicitly proposed a quid pro quo, there are several factors suggesting a strategic play for clemency on her part. There are reports that Trump has previously considered pardoning Maxwell. It's not clear as to why and what she would have to do for such a pardon. Maxwell's attorneys are reportedly appealing to Trump for some kind of deal to at least minimize Maxwell's sentence. And she obviously has tremendous leverage. You know, as the only person convicted in connection with Epstein's operation, Maxwell remains uniquely positioned to provide information about his associates and his activities. And a Trump brokered testimony from Maxwell may be precisely what he needs to do to quell the mutiny that's happened among so much of the MAGA base. I mean, if Maxwell testifies, I mean, think about it. She could provide details about who actually visited Epstein's properties, what activities took place at those locations, how the trafficking operation would have worked, and whether there were other co-conspirators who have thus far escaped justice. I mean, she could absolutely blow the roof off of this thing. Obviously, the American people, especially those who have been so loyal to President Trump, they deserve answers. The victims deserve justice. And there is one person currently sitting in a jail cell that may indeed be the ultimately the only one who can provide both. We are in it, gang. A historic shift is unfolding all around us. The fall of globalism, the rise of a new conservative age, and I explain exactly what's happening and why in my most important book yet, America Awakened. This book gives you the full picture, how we got here, what it means, and what you need to know to be on the right side of history. Do not wait. Go to AmericaAwakened.us and order your copy today. The next chapter has already begun.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.